From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. A man on a Northwest Airlines flight from Amsterdam to Detroit tried to ignite some sort of explosive device yesterday as the plane was circling to land. Law enforcement officials are investigating. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Some officials called it a firecracker-like device. Others said it was more sophisticated. And the FBI is investigating. The man at the center of it all is a 23-year-old Nigerian named Abdul Mudalad. And while he was not on a no-fly list, his name did appear in an FBI database of people with possible links to terrorism. Officials claim the man said he was sent by Al-Qaeda to detonate a device on a U.S. airline, but they've not been able to confirm his claims. White House officials said the president had been briefed, and airport security has been beefed up. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
At least one passenger apparently acted heroically during the incident. A witness says a man sitting across the aisle from the suspect climbed over passengers and lunged across the aisle to try to restrain Mudalad. He appeared to have been burned while trying to restrain the suspect. Mudalad was also burned and is being held at a hospital. After months of sex scandals, legal problems, and a physical attack by a mentally disturbed man, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is taking advantage of the Christmas season to tout Christian values and to try to regain the trust of Italy's Catholic electorate. NPR's Silvia Pagioli has more from Rome.
In a letter to Pope Benedict XVI, Berlusconi said his government policies are guided by Christian values. The Christmas season is an important moment of reflection for all, he said, reminding everyone of Christ's message of peace and fraternity. Berlusconi has been dogged by allegations of improper behavior with underage women and a prostitute. His wife announced she was divorcing him because she could not remain with a man who consorts with minors. The scandals led to a drop in support by Catholic voters. The letter is part of a new Berlusconi mantra, love conquers hatred and envy, along with his pardon of the man who recently assaulted him with a stone souvenir. Regional elections will be held in March, and analysts say Berlusconi is capitalizing on the wave of public sympathy generated by images of the bleeding 73-year-old prime minister. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The video of a U.S. soldier captured by the Taliban in Afghanistan last summer does not necessarily prove that he's still alive. NATO spokesman Colonel Wayne Shanks tells the New York Times that the video of Private First Class Bo Bergdahl appears to be heavily edited. He also says it's unclear when it was made. Shanks says the video could have been made from putting together clips from earlier this year. In the video, Bergdahl criticizes the U.S. government for its military action in Afghanistan. In Idaho, Bergdahl's family pleaded for his release and urged the serviceman to remain strong. This is NPR. Icy roads are being blamed for the deaths of at least 21 people from a widespread storm that is moving toward the East Coast from the nation's midsection. Officials in the Midwest say some roads remain treacherous. The snowstorm dumped more than a foot of snow throughout the upper Midwest and the plains. 14 inches fell in Oklahoma City. The National Weather Service says blizzards could still hit parts of the Dakotas, Nebraska, Wyoming, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa through Saturday. The trial of a leading dissident in China has ended with a guilty verdict and a long prison sentence. The U.S. has called on China to release the man. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
The State Department expressed concern about democracy activist Liu Xiaobo, who was given an 11-year prison sentence after being found guilty of incitement to subvert state power. He's a literary critic who helped draft a petition calling for an end to one-party rule in China. State Department spokesman Mark Toner put out a statement saying that punishing people for peacefully expressing their political views violates the UN Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which China has signed. The State Department also criticized Chinese authorities for not allowing Xiaobo's wife to attend his brief closed-door trial on Wednesday. Diplomats from the U.S. Embassy were also barred from that trial. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Actor Charlie Sheen spent most of Christmas in a Colorado jail. The star of the CBS show Two and a Half Men was arrested on domestic violence charges in Aspen and booked for second-degree assault and menacing. Both are felonies. He was released late Friday after posting $8,500 bond. A police spokesperson declined to identify the alleged victim. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, in Washington.